Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
And I am Shannon.
Nice to see you guys again.
I love how last episode we were like, we don't need to introduce ourselves anymore.
I know.
And we continue to introduce ourselves.
It's kind of just habit at that point.
It is. Once you say like, hey, welcome back.
I'm Shay.
Yeah. It just feels like the right move.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Anyways, so how is your week going?
Great. It's so weird. I'm like, I don't even know.
I know.
What day it is.
Okay. Well, we've had a few chill nights, but we had Halloween party last weekend, mm-hmm. which was so fun. Mm-hmm. Your look, girl. I'll never get over it. It's my favorite look I've ever seen on anyone.
I should just wear that out.
You really should. It was
good. Back my hair, make it green.
Yep.
Cloud makeup. I mean, you literally looked straight out of Bridgerton, so.
That was fun.
I was going to say, yours was fun.
That is so me, though. I'm like, that's like, I mean, my favorite time period to watch on television.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, my God.
It was like very fitting for you.
So fitting. I absolutely loved it. And I want to dress like that daily. So.
Isn't it so funny? I was saying this to someone this morning, and I was like, Halloween is such a short-lived holiday. Like, you can celebrate it all October, but it's like all down to that one night.
I know.
And I'm just like Christmas. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, but like the whole month is very Christmassy.
Yeah. Halloween, you just kind of think about it the whole month.
You stress about it.
You stress about it. And then you have one night and then you're like, okay.
And it's over.
Yeah.
And you're like, that was
that fun. Actually, that reminds me. I saw this TikTok and it was like, it was this guy and he was on TikTok and he was like, guys, if the girl that you're talking to has more than two Halloween costumes for this year, just call it quits. And then I saw the comments and everyone was like, my guy, I have six costumes for this year. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I was going to say, it was like a lot of people have many Halloween costumes. A lot of people have two, but that's because usually they go out Friday and then they also go out Saturday.
Yeah, that's crazy. But now it's like, I think people are celebrating this weekend too.
No, yeah, which I can't get behind. I'm sorry.
No, I can't get behind
it. Once it's November, I'm like, it's not Halloween. It makes me feel weird.
No.
I will, if we go out this weekend, I'm going to be dressing like a normal human being.
Normal human being.
Mainly because I only had that costume.
That's true.
I'll be honest. If I had another one, I'd be like, yeah, let's run it back.
Let's run it back. No, you're right. But honestly, I don't think I have the mental capacity to create two outfits because I have to eat down each outfit.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of thought.
Like, I mean, we could just wear our onesies to the bar.
That's true. And I'm wearing my onesie tomorrow. I washed that bitch so that I can wear it to
I washed mine too. I said, just in case I need
just
it.
Just in case I need it. No, I had a lot of fun though. I mean, dressing up is just like my favorite thing. But I'm ready to bring back full gowns on the daily. Anyone else?
Full gowns?
Yes, like from that time period.
I was like, where did we?
Sorry, we're going to backtrack to my Halloween costume.
Yeah,
I want to wear that every day.
I mean, you can't breathe in those things.
That's true. I was bitching the whole night about it. I was like, wait, I'm getting out of the car.
I stopped everyone to have a mini photo shoot right outside the bar. And Shay's like, I got it. She squats down in a corset. And like when you get up and you go.
No, and it's so obvious. I'm like.
I go short breaths. Short and then like you can see your chest go.
You know what, though? Have you seen Bridgerton?
Yes, I have. The first season.
So like you can tell like when they're wearing the corsets, it's like they breathe, but like only their boobies are breathing.
Up here. Like nothing is expanding down here. I mean, every time I wear a corset, I'm literally like breathing and I realize I'm just breathing here.
Oh, yeah. It's like.
And suddenly you just.
Oh, it's so fun. But I mean, I felt cute the entire night.
Like, I mean, of course, I will.
It does make me feel good.
It makes me feel so good.
But so fun. Had so much fun. And then after our party, we hit up a little bit of Taco Bell. And that was also really fun.
That was hilarious.
That was probably the highlight of my night, if I'm being honest.
I mean, and you never had nacho fries before.
Never had nacho fries.
You're insane. That's like the reason I like Taco Bell. I mean, there are other reasons too, but like nacho fries are like what I go there for. And when they discontinued them, I about threw a fit.
No.
I said, excuse me.
I'll sue.
I actually don't want to be in this drive-thru line anymore.
No, that's crazy. And I would actually cry if I go from here on out because it's my first time trying them. If I go and they don't have them, I'm going to be like, excuse me?
It's like just the perfect addition.
It is the perfect addition. And I didn't even know about it. And when I thought nacho fries, I was expecting something so different than what they were. Anyway.
And then I robbed you of that first experience too, because you ate like half of them without the cheese.
Without the cheese. Because I was so hungry.
You were just like devouring them. And I was like, oh, wait, I didn't give you the cheese.
You were like, wait, do you even have the cheese? And I was like, what do you mean? You were like, you're missing out.
These are so good.
I was like, they're great. And you were like, here. And I was like, no,
this will make them way better.
So good. That was probably my favorite part of the night. Like me with like a pale white face from like the 1700s, like chowing down on some nacho fries.
And we go all out when we go to Taco Bell.
100%.
Yeah.
Highlight of my night though, had so much fun, sang a little karaoke, probably got a little too far into the karaoke, I will say, because they just started playing music and I just kept the microphone and I was like, blah.
The video, sorry, no one else could see it, but I posted on my close friend story. Yeah. And you're just sitting in the chair.
They put on Chapel Roan.
Yeah, that's what
they handed me the microphone. I said, what else do you want me to do? I will sing.
Yeah, so. And don't ever let Shay tell you she's a bad singer, because she's a good singer. She's a very good singer.
I know. I was a little bit like...
it was her concert and I was attending. I said, you're doing great.
So I'm here all night. I'll lay out a guitar basket for you guys to put cash in. Like, I'll put on a show if you really want it. If you really want it. Yeah. No, I had so much fun though.
It was killing me though that we had Chapel Roan on and there was literally the Terrifier was playing. And it's like, you're singing, you are just like belting it out, like dancing, and there's someone behind you getting their guts ripped out. And I'm just like, I don't know who to look at.
Why have I just found out about the Terrifier? Why is it so...
Oh, you've never heard about it?
I have never seen it. I used to not be a scary movie girl. So like, I'm kind of like just now getting into it.
Oh, I've never seen it either, but I just have known about it for years. Like, because it's an old, the third one just came out. That's why it's like
reviving. Yeah.
And why everyone's talking about it.
That's where I saw it. I saw somebody watching it in the theater and I was like, isn't this a really old movie?
Yeah. Okay. So they just came out with the third and like everyone's talking about it. But that's just like not my type of horror. Like I'm not, it's a very like gore. Like it's a Saw vibe.
Ew, like cutting people in half. Uh-huh. Oh, I can't do that
either. What do they call it? Body horror? Like The Substance is apparently like that, which I want to see.
I want to see so bad. What are we doing, girl?
Well, it only plays at Opry.
Oh.
And we hate going on.
I know. It's so far.
No recliner.
What are we in the 50s?
Yeah. 35 minute drive.
Oh. Although a drive with you is always fun.
It is fun.
We're riding together.
We actually just do this.
Right.
Could you imagine? Microphones in a car.
I love that idea.
I know.
That'll be coming up.
That would be a funny vlog.
But that is a good way to transition into our actual watch of the week, because we have seen, we went through the movies this week and we saw Smile 2, which I thought.
You never saw Smile 1 or did you?
No. Okay. So here I am sitting there like, oh, I've definitely seen this. And I was like, it's the one with Lucy Hale, babes. And she's like, Lucy Hale.
And I was
like,
along with it too. I went, huh.
You were like, oh. Yeah.
I guess she was.
No, and this is my tea and my truth with this movie, because I thought I saw the first one, but I really saw Truth or Dare, which came out in 2018, and then Smile came out in 2022. Mm-hmm. They're the same movie. Who decided that this was okay?
Although Smile 1, the marketing for it, do you even remember it at all? The marketing for Smile 1 was actually insane.
Crazy. With them at like an baseball NFL game.
Yes. And there's just people sitting there smiling. And they were like the first, I feel like, to do, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure they were like the first people to like do that type of like marketing.
First that I've seen.
Yeah. Like there would be like a batter up to the bat.
The batter is batting.
The batter is batting. And there's just someone in the background just.
That's so crazy.
And I was like, well, oh, do you that's remember? Weird.
Okay, so we went to Breakaway, the music festival, right?
The visual
was straight up.
It was
just somebody sitting there. Yes, it was for Smile, and I was sitting there like, this is so weird. But just for like, in between every break of like each set, this guy was sitting there like smiling, and like it was so intense. He was staring at you, drooling. Like it was creepy.
It was. It was literally Lucas Gage.
Yes,
from Smile.
Yeah. And he did a great job.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to like look at him and separate him from like the Kardashians. Did you watch the Kardashians?
No. I mean, I do watch the Kardashians when I feel like I missed out on something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, she was the person that marries two people.
Oh yeah, the she ordained the wedding.
Yeah, yeah, and like between that? Him and his now ex-husband.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
I don't think I saw that one, but I feel like he's familiar, and so I was like trying to pinpoint it.
He's in You, the most recent You.
I didn't see that either.
I didn't watch it either. I just watched the first episode, and I was like, oh, that's Lucas Cage.
I know, people are obsessed with You, but the Smile movie was really good. I mean, I was thrown for a loop.
So I will say, since I saw Smile One, it is the exact, pretty much, I mean, it's the same movie.
Yeah.
But I will say, same. The whole time, like, spoiler.
Spoilers. If you are
dying to see Smile Two, please skip ahead. But yeah. I mean, that's a weird thing to be dying. I mean, you should teach your own.
Yeah.
But the whole movie was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, wait.
She was hallucinating.
Pretty much the entire movie.
The entire movie. But, you know, with the ending, another spoiler, the ending with her, you know, giving everybody like the, I don't know.
The virus.
The virus, we'll call the it. Demon, whatever it is. Like her, you know, dying in front of the entire crowd. And mm-hmm. So now they have it. That was the same concept with Truth or Dare.
Oh, was it?
Yes, because Truth or Dare, the end, he has to tell somebody Truth or Dare to like, for it to stop messing with him, yeah, and mess with that person that he Truth
literally
or Dared.
The same movie.
The same movie. Because then he goes on YouTube, or Lucy Hale goes on YouTube and is like, I'm so sorry, I have to do this to you. Truth or Dare. And now everybody who watched that video has that thing.
Now I'm curious if Smile will have a Smile 3 and like piggyback off that, because Truth or Dare never did.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
So, I mean, it does set it up for a different movie, but I just like that just kind of becomes more of like just the Purge.
Yeah, then it's like an apocalypse. Like,
yeah, it's like suddenly everyone has this weird demon inside of them.
Yeah, if I have to see another person smiling like that, I will be like,
You know what also I found very interesting is that, okay, the first thing I found very interesting was that we literally watch the Lucas Gage guy like smash a plate on his face and his whole face fall off. But God forbid to show the ending where she smashes a microphone in her eye.
Right.
I was like, not that I'm like dying to see this, but I was like, why is that where we draw the line?
They couldn't afford that CGI right there. They said,
we blown the budget at this point.
The budget with the
we're just going to show everyone screaming and all you hear is the microphone just hitting her head.
That was the longest scene ever of him just taking that thing and just slowly hitting his head.
Long.
It was long. And I was like, and every time he like pulled it away, it was like worse. I was like, oh, my God. It was so icky.
The way you and I were just like sitting there and slowly I'm watching it. I'm like,
yeah. No, you could see my feet.
My
curl.
Whole body was like, yeah. Slowly. I was getting closer to you in the corner. I was like, oh.
Here's my thing with that kind of scary movie, though. It's like, it just felt like jump scares the whole time.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, your girl was jumping.
Jumping. And like, here's me plugging my ears the entire movie, because my thing is, I can sit there and watch it, but if I have to hear it, I'm going to be like, oh, the whole movie. I'm going to be like, oh. Like the whole time, because it's so dang loud.
Well, what was it? There is like one scene before I realized you were like plugging.
No, I stay my ear. My-
plugging your ears. And I'm like, I'm over here next to you going, oh, no way. I'm like, no way he's going to do it. And then I look over and I'm like, she can't even hear me.
It's like, I don't even know what you're they like said. Literally, I'm like, because like, I want to watch it. Like, I don't want to miss it. But if I jump, then I'm like,
I know. Yeah. I always laugh after I jump. I mean, that one really, really got me. That phone one really.
Oh, my God. That one really got me, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it wasn't like one that I felt like scared going home in the dark. You know what I mean? Like driving home.
No. It's not like. Well, I will say when we parted ways and I had to go to the back lot, that was a little creepy. Then I got in my car, locked the doors and drove home and I was fine.
You know which movie that we watched this week that made me feel eerie?
What?
Like you just saying like the walk back to my car, I was like a little scared.
It was a little creepy.
Woman of the Hour.
Oh, I mean that literally.
Dude, I have never felt so uneasy. Like that was terrifying.
No, that's... There's so many things to say about this movie.
So many things to say. So let's start with
what it's about.
So Woman of the Hour is a movie based on a true story. And I'll read you guys a little blurb of the true story about Rodney Alcala. So Alcala, yes. Okay. So let me just like, this is about like assault. I guess it's a little trigger warning, yeah, trigger I would warning. Say. He was a serial killer and it was just crazy. So let me get into it. Rodney Alcala, born in 1943, is a notorious American serial killer and rapist whose crimes spanned the 1970s and beyond. He was known for his charm and good looks, which he used to manipulate and lure his victims. Alcala's criminal activities began in the early 1960s, but he gained infamy for his involvement in a series of brutal murders of young women. In 1971, he was first arrested for the murder of 18-year-old Marie Ann Peschke. But he was released after a few years due to legal loopholes, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
During his time on the loose, he committed more heinous crimes. So was arrested, released, killed more people. And then in 1978, he appeared as a contestant on the popular television show The Dating Game, where he was selected to be a bachelor despite being a prime suspect in several murders. This bizarre twist highlighted his ability to present himself as a charming and normal individual while concealing his dark side. Alcala abducted, assaulted, and murdered young women, often using photography as a means to gain their trust. His victims typically included girls and young women, with some of the murders occurring in California. After a long investigation, DNA evidence eventually linked him to several cold cases, leading to his arrest in 2003.
I know.
In 2010, Alcala was tried and convicted for multiple counts of murder, and he received a death sentence. His case remains a chilling example of how a seemingly charismatic person can hide a horrific and violent nature, and it raised significant concerns about the justice system's ability to keep such predators off the streets. Alcala's story serves as a reminder of the importance of vigilance and the need for justice to victims of violent crimes. That's mm-hmm. what I've got. So, I'm just like... The true story of him, like, how was he arrested, released, and then arrested again in 2003?
Yeah, so I think at the end of the movie, they say, like, he is speculated to have killed over 103.
Yeah.
Like, women and girls.
Yes.
That's the thing. It wasn't just, like these were... underage girls as well.
He was convicted for, I think, about 6 murders.
Yeah.
But a lot of investigators think that there are so many more.
So many more, which is just, it's mind-blowing how you can get arrested for multiple murders and then to be getting off on bail.
Yeah.
And then to then murder more people. And then they're like, oh, wait, you should be
and also
in jail.
Why? So do people not background check?
That it's very Ted Bundy-esque.
Yeah.
It's very much like the same vibe. But like, yeah, it was like, in the 70s, we just didn't do background checks?
You're going to put a murderer of on a woman and girls on a dating show?
Like, that's his dream right there.
Oh my God. He is like, listen, look, and then you can see on television him being manipulative, him being a completely different sort, like, person. Just creepy, creepy, creepy vibes from this. Like, that's, I can't even like think to watch that episode of The Dating Game because what?
So that episode is like completely like lost pretty much. There's like very few bits of it. And like, I've seen the like side by side of Anna Kendrick doing it and like the actual lady doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not the same questions at all, but like it's the same, like she does the same inflections with her voice and how she like turns on, like it's very eerie because like the whole time you're watching it you like know like they there's also like the real footage you see her choose
mm-hmm.
contestant number in real life. I think it was like contestant number one
mm-hmm.
and he comes out and it's just so disgusting to watch knowing that this man and people know that he killed people.
I know. I can't even believe he was tried. He was literally in jail for murder. Do you mean?
And gets then out let immediately off. On dating
how show. Did he? How, who let him out? I want to speak to you.
That's the thing. So this is Anna Kendrick's first like movie directing, her directing debut,
and she did phenomenally.
She did great, and I will say like when she talks about it. In a lot of like interviews, she was saying that she was like, is it really different like a female doing this than a man? And she was like, I think there's one scene in the movie where I realized that maybe it was. And well, two scenes. And she was like, the first one was when the girl had just moved to New York or something or wherever she was moving. And she asked him to help move her into her apartment. Mm-hmm. And she said when she realizes that he's like something bad's going to happen, mm-hmm. whether he's going to kill her, he's going to hurt her or whatever, she smiles and you see the fear in her eyes. And she was like, there was a male on set who said, should we do it again? Should we make it more dramatic so everyone knows? And she was like, honestly, I don't care if 50% of the population that are men don't understand what's going on, because I know the other 50% of female know exactly what she is feeling and how, like, how her expression is. It's not like, it's so obvious.
I clocked it immediately.
Yeah.
I clocked it immediately, because that's, we would all do the same thing. If we have that realization, smile.
Yeah.
Make sure he knows nothing's off, because as soon as you know he knows something's off, that's when the attacks are going to start happening. So play it off.
So that's like the whole thing about the movie, is that it's called the fawn response, and it's basically avoiding danger by pleasing someone.
Yeah.
And that is the girl that you kind of follow throughout the entire movie. I can't remember her name, but the homeless girl. And she literally mm-hmm. does that to a T, which is actually insane to watch, because it worked. But yeah, it's like, all she wakes up and she sees him and she like realizes what's going on, and she just starts like, puts a smile on her face, everything's fine. And it's maybe not to that extreme, but I feel like every female has kind of felt that in some capacity.
Yeah.
Whether it's like you're out at a bar and you feel uncomfortable and you're like being really nice to just get out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like so weird to watch in this extreme of a scenario that someone is like using a fawn response.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that was at the end of that movie. So one of his victims got away because, and it said at the end, the reason she lived was because she looked at him and said, can you please keep this a secret? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be so embarrassed if people found out. And he kind of took that and was thinking like, oh, it's fine. And so that's literally what saved her, was not reacting and kind of
screaming and
yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that takes a lot. That takes a lot.
Because like, you know, she got in that car with him and they drove.
Yeah.
And the way that that's life or death right there. You're like literally watching someone thinking about mm-hmm. if I do something wrong here, I'm dead.
Yeah. And I love that this is the first scary movie that I feel like women are terrified of, because this is real life for us. Even walking in a parking lot at night, constantly looking over our shoulders, even in the day, constantly looking mm-hmm. over our shoulders. And that scene of her in the parking lot terrified the hell out of me, because I was like, every time I'm walking to my car and it's like nobody's around, I'm constantly like on edge. Mm-hmm. I am aware of my surroundings. I'm terrified.
So that's the second scene that she talks about, where it's like, she was like, I don't know if there's really a difference between a female or a male directing this. And then like, she was like, well, I guess it's true. Like, a male would have probably directed the, you know, parking lot scene a little differently, made it more intense by like doing close-up shots. But I just thought doing a wide angle and really showing that like all of her senses were so heightened, and you as a viewer like can feel the panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, that's so true. Like when you're in that scenario, like you almost feel like you are that wide angle where you're like all your peripherals, you're just like, there might be no one around you, but that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. And you're like paranoid as hell. And you're just like constantly looking, but like, and the speed walking starts to kick in. I was like, this is so exactly what happens.
Oh, it was so eerie. And like, she did it in such a great way, because I mean, the general consensus from women was like, this was the scariest thing, because this is how women feel so often. And I was looking at comments on her TikTok and stuff, and like there were comments like, you perfectly captured the moment when a woman realizes she's in danger rather than the gore of the actual event. A male director could never.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. She also talks about, or like people have talked about being like, they really appreciate how it's focused on the victims, and it's not like, you know, like there's the shows like Dahmer and the Ted Bundy movie, and I mean the Menendez brothers, they focus so much on the person who murders someone.
But they also try and put like a, is he good? Is he bad?
They confuse you.
Yes.
They make you want to like the serial killer,
exactly,
or the killer or whatever it is. And this movie does the exact opposite. It follows the victim point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really refreshing to see, which is why I think a lot of people are reacting like positively to it, because they're like, wow, this is like, for women, I feel like it's like so relatable, because it's just a constant feeling we have day to day, which is super unfortunate, but it's the reality of life.
This is what a comment said, that said this was so well made without glorifying the subject or the suspect.
The suspect, yeah.
Yes. And that's so true, because all of the freaking shows that are about them, they're always making him extra cute, like making sure, you know, he has a little bit of swagger to him, making us want to like the person. But we're like, he's a murderer and a sexual assaulter. Like, this is crazy. Like, show it how it really is. And she did such a beautiful job at it.
Yeah.
I hate to even call it beautiful, but it is a great work of art.
I know. I think it's like, I don't know. I think it's just like a great
perspective,
just like a movie that's like, hey, just in case you didn't know, this is how we feel all the time.
Right. So like when I left Smile 2, completely fine and dandy. When I was watching this movie in my own home, I was all the lights were on, babes. Mm-hmm. All the lights were on, doors were locked, alarm on, dogs were out. Like, I'm making sure, like, I was scared.
I mean, real life movies like that are scary.
Yeah.
Comparatively, like.
Yeah, I mean, know.
Smile's gross and scary and it's got the jump scares, but like we all, you know, are like, well, this movie's fake.
Well, for sure. And I don't take it that seriously. And some of them are almost comical because it's like, this is so dramatic.
Not to go back to Smile 2, but that whole movie was a Voss ad.
That had
me cackling.
We were dying.
I was like, she said, do you want a bottle of water? And I said, it's going to be a Voss. Next thing you know, she's like, and she's not just sipping on her Voss. She's chugging bottles of Voss.
Well, that was actually a cool thing. I didn't get this until she mentioned it, but she kept like chugging water, and the character was a ex-addict, and she was like, my therapist said that every time I feel a craving, like drink an entire bottle of water so that I feel in control again. And I thought that was kind of cool. But
Voss paid a lot of money for that.
Oh, and I think you missed this because you were, I don't know what you're doing, but you missed the part where she maybe but she knocked the Voss water on the ground and it shattered, and the only single piece was the label.
The Voss.
I was gonna hit like nudge you and be like, that's hilarious, but I don't think you saw it.
Oh my god.
I know.
That had me dying. I was like, every time a Voss bottle came in, I was like,
yeah. But it's so funny that we saw Smile 2 and Woman of the Hour, because it just gives two like completely different scaries. And
it's two scary movies right there.
It's like scary as in like your like jump scare, and then it's like terrifying.
I would say like scary horror, scary thriller.
Right.
Like it's very much like it is a thriller to a T.
Yeah.
But I mean like a real one.
Yeah.
Which makes it scarier.
Yeah. And we blew past this part, but the woman who was watching the show, who recognized the character who played, what's his name, Rodney, the serial killer, she recognized him because her friend got killed and she thinks that it was him. But that, I love how she put this in there too, because she went to go report this. Nobody helped her.
Oh, that was so frustrating to me.
And I feel like this was real life, because literally him, like, as a serial, like, he was put in jail and then released. I'm like, nobody took this seriously, and that caused tons of more deaths, and that's so sad and scary.
Yeah, there's so many people that did not have to die that died because people were just ignoring this.
And the rage that girl felt when she was trying to tell the police, she was like screaming, like, do your job. Like, I love that she added that part too, because I feel like that was a big part in the real life case.
Yeah, it's just like that part really actually it's like so frustrating to watch, like her to be like, feel like, okay, I'm gonna talk to someone on the TV show and like everything's gonna be, you know, great and whatever, and then for the freaking studio officer, lame dude, to just tell her the name of the janitor.
That made me so enraged.
I was like,
literally could not give two f-s.
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me? If someone's literally looking at you, telling you the person that's on set right now is a serial killer,
killed my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the boyfriend being like, are you sure? And she's like, 90%. And he's like, so you're not positive? I'm like, shut up.
Comes back with flowers.
Oh, right.
I was like,
God, that made me so enraged. That was a a good one. That was a really good movie, though.
I know.
Like, I didn't know that was her first directing experience, though.
Yeah. No, it's honestly, her personality, though, like, makes me feel like she'd be a good director. She's so witty and funny.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's a kind of character that, like, I feel like I should be annoyed at, mm-hmm. but genuinely am not. Mm-hmm. She feels like she should be a Joey King to me, but she's really so not. Like, no, I genuinely like every part that she plays.
I agree. It's very interesting. I liked seeing her in this kind of movie because,
me too.
Like, she's very much Pitch Perfect.
Oh, so Pitch Perfect. And I don't think I've seen her in a serious movie like this either.
No. So I was like, this is kind of interesting to watch.
And she did a great job.
She did a great job.
Her scare. Oh my gosh. Like, this is so real. Every single one of those girls who were a victim, they're like scared was like, okay, how can I get out of this? Let's be smart about it. And that's real life. That yeah. is women. They are like calm.
Put a smile on and try and think about how you're going
to
get out of this.
And let's try our best to get out of this. And it's sad that a lot of them didn't work out.
Yeah. And it's like Anna Kendrick's whole scene with Rodney is like such a, like, it's more of like a drawn out scene where like you can see her start to realize it and slowly like, is everything okay? Mm-hmm. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like just see it on her face and you're just like.
Yeah. It's the way that I got so mad at her though when she was like, they were leaving the bar and he was like, let me walk you out. I would have been like, no, I'm going to stay exactly where multiple people can see me because that's giving, I'm going to die.
Yeah. Let me go to this.
Let's go
studio
to the
parking lot.
Let's go across the street to the empty parking lot. That sounds like a good idea. No. I was sitting there like, don't do it.
I know.
You're don't, like, don't do it.
You're going to die.
You're going to die. Oh my gosh. And she got lucky. That's crazy.
She got real lucky.
I just can't even believe like how, oh, it's crazy. That whole, I was just going through deep diving on this case and it was just insane.
Yeah.
And I really hope that the police are on their shit. Because, I hope, my yeah. God. If
this is currently happening, that's right. Insane.
Insane.
So I watched that movie. I just went on a bender, to say the least. I yeah. watched that movie and then I said, it's Halloween. I'm going to stick with it. And I said, Woman of the Hour. I went right into the movie Don't Move. It's also on Netflix.
Oh, I wanted to watch that one too.
And then I watched three movies in one night. And then I watched It's What's Inside.
Okay.
All very three, like very different scary movies.
Yeah.
And I'd say It's What's Inside is more of like a psychological thriller mm-hmm. with a little bit of like comedic relief.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a very, I don't know if you've ever seen Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
No, I want to watch that one too.
Same vibe as okay. that. But it's got a trippy, it's very interesting.
Yeah. I want to watch Don't Move
is good, but like that brings me back to like, you ever have nightmares where like you physically like can't move. Hear you, no, you can't move, you're yes. trying to
is that called sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis is where like you're awake.
Okay, that's
not a nightmare.
That's actually happened to me before.
Yeah.
I was a kid, and so I thought it was like the devil holding me down or something. And yeah, a lot of people couldn't move. And then when I could, like something happened and I ran to my sister and I was so scared. And I will never forget that. That was the craziest moment of my life.
A lot of people like see things, like they hallucinate a little bit because you're like still in this like dream thing, but you're awake. Like yeah. you're fully aware. My roommate Kate used to have them like a lot.
Often?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I never had it until I went to like live in Outer Banks with my roommate Zach that I lived with in college. Like he moved there after college and I went during COVID just to, you know, get out of town. And I experienced sleep paralysis there. And the way that feeling where you physically, it's like you feel like you're being held down.
Yes.
And I swear to God, like I was hallucinating. Like I swear, like I saw someone in the room, but like looking back on it now, like I'm like, obviously I was like out of it, but I'm like, mm-hmm. It's just an insane feeling.
So scary. And so I watched I've seen a couple of TikToks on the Don't Move movie and I'm like, oh my gosh, just like not being able to move and like having to figure out what to do. Terrifying.
It was a little bit of like anxiety.
Yeah.
Riddling.
Yeah.
That's a word. Sure.
Anxiety inducing.
It was a little bit anxiety inducing because yes. like you're just imagining not being able to literally speak because yeah. you're paralyzed. It's yeah. like
scary, scary. Mm-hmm. I feel like we had some fun Halloween scary movies watch of the week.
Oh yeah. I'm still like watching.
You're still on the scary binge. Okay.
I'm until Tomorrow's Halloween.
Tomorrow's Halloween.
Until tomorrow. Once Friday, once November 1st comes around, I'm like, yeah, I'm over it.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure over it. Like, unless I'm ready for a fall comfort movie.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Give me a love story.
Oh, my gosh. I want a little rom-com. I want a cutesy little, like, but holiday movie even.
I do want to still see The Substance.
Oh, me too.
And then I want to see The Companion.
Okay. Can do.
You know.
Maybe we just have to go to...
Well, The Companion's not out yet. I don't want... I think that comes out on Thanksgiving. That's the, you know, movie I'm talking about. The trailer comes on every time. We're like, oh, I really want to see. She's like at a dinner table. And she like puts her hand over the flame.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I definitely want to see that one. That one looks creepy. I don't even know what it's about, but the trailer.
That's why I want to see it so bad.
It has hooked me.
I know.
Yeah. No, I'm like obsessed. I feel like going to an actual movie theater, you know so many more movies that are coming out than you would regularly. Because you watch Netflix, Amazon, everything, and they don't have commercials anymore.
No. You have
That's
no
one
idea
thing I miss
out.
A little bit. Oh. A good commercial.
Oh. A hot take.
It is a hot take.
I mean, I do love a good commercial, like, movie ad.
Movie ad. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I miss a damn commercial break because you watch a full 2-hour movie and you have a couple commercials and then you debrief on commercials. You get a snack. You go pee. Whatever you got to do. That's, like, that. And then it's, like, prolonged. Then you make it a little bit of a night. Night. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a whole night. Well, my family growing up, we used to... We'd always sit down, we'd pick a movie, mm-hmm. and it was a thing, okay, we're going to watch the movie. Is everyone good? Yeah, we're all good. We start watching it. Halfway through, we pause, and we're like, intermission. We got people going to the bathroom. We got people making popcorn. My dad would be making milkshakes.
Love.
And he's like, we've got a whole production going on. The movie's 2 hours long, but yet four.
You're right.
It's suddenly 4 hours.
Right. But I mean, I just love a commercial because I like to, like, first of all, recap on the first however many 40 minutes that we just watched. Recap, take it all in, mm-hmm. talk to whoever you're watching
how
it with.
How you feeling about it?
How you feeling? Take a little break and then go right back into it. I feel like I miss that. Okay. I miss real TV. Sue me.
I miss Blockbuster.
I miss Blockbuster, dude.
That was so fun. Like,
going and picking out a movie. Eight down. That was so fun. That was like our before the weekend event every time.
Every Friday it would be like,
yes.
We'd roll up in there,
put our movies back.
We'd walk all around. We'd be like, what are we feeling tonight?
I know.
And it'd be Friday and Saturday.
That's crazy.
All we did.
Do you remember when Blockbuster like actually closed down? Because I remember it vividly.
I mean, I do remember it closing down, but yeah. Do you like remember where you were?
No, I don't remember that much. I just remember like the feeling of like, dang, like that was a lot of my childhood.
No, that was truly like we would go there all the time.
All the time. It was like definitely our weekly event.
And then you'd go up to like the drop off counter and you'd be like, hey, did anyone drop off Transformers?
Transformers, that's the whole
we're really wanting to rent that one. Yeah. And they're like, hold on, let me look. And they like start sifting through the basket and they're like, right. Here you go. Someone just dropped it off. And you're like, yes. And then you get home and you're like, should we watch it tonight or tomorrow night?
I know. But then what was the next thing that came out? It was like those little stands. It was like red. What is it called? Oh my
gosh. Redbox?
Redbox. Maybe. I don't even. Yeah.
Oh no. Well, Netflix was that too.
Really?
Yeah. Netflix used to be those, like they used to be those box things outside of like CVS and stuff.
Well, that was my thing. After Blockbuster shut down, we would go and get movies from there. And I'm like, when did the transition happen between that and like just having Amazon and
streaming?
Streaming everything.
What's cable?
I know. What is cable? And also, I wouldn't know her.
I don't know her. Sometimes people say things like, oh, just like turn the TV on. And I'm like,
to what?
I'm like, I got to pick something. I can't just turn it on.
That's another thing. It's like, I don't want to sit there for hours and figure out what I'm going to watch.
I hate it. That part. I literally like, sometimes I just want to turn it on and it'd be like Step Brothers is on, right. You know, HBO.
Oh, another. And then you're like, if you turn it on and it's on a good movie. One and it's, you're like, oh my God, guess what's about to start in 30 minutes.
Yes. That was
Wicked.
The best.
Or not Wicked.
We didn't have Wicked.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh no, that yeah, you'd be on like Disney Channel and you're like, yes. You're like scrolling forward and you're like, oh my God, at 9:30, mm-hmm. Wizards of Waverly Place.
Get ready, ladies.
And you can like look at the episode info and you're just like, ooh, this is gonna be a good one.
I know. Oh my gosh. Just really reminiscing
on
this
time. You know
what I
ate up to?
What?
I loved a good crossover.
Ooh,
like a Sweet Life, Zach and Cody and Hannah Montana or like some.
And then the star would come out and everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
And the TV. Oh, it's literally so dramatic every time. Like
that was like, as a kid, to me, I feel like that's like taking drugs.
Like, oh my God.
I literally was like, I was like, oh my God. Like Hannah Montana and Sweet Life and Zach and Cody are all in the same room. The same, like my mind couldn't handle it. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. That must be what doing drugs feels like.
Hey, right. So this was drugs for kids.
I was like a 9-year-old tripping out, being like, oh my God.
And it'd be the cheesiest line. And then Hannah Montana would flip her hair over and say the rest and be like, oh, me? And they'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God. It was so dramatic. What a freaking
what
time.
What was it? Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Dude, I miss that. I don't know. I was thinking of Step Up because somebody for Halloween dressed up as the girl who crumped in Step Up.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. The costumes this year also ate the f*** down. I saw somebody dress as the literal letter from Harry Potter of Ron.
Wait, stop. Where she gets like the voice thing.
He gets the voice thing and then he's like, she's like, hey Harry, how are you? And then goes back and screaming at Ron. I was like, genius. You freaking geniuses. I love you all.
Wait, that's amazing. I need to see that.
I feel like I can't even dress up for Halloween anymore because it's never gonna top TikToks.
Mine was lame. I'm like, I look around, I'm like, wow, everyone's so creative.
So creative.
I said Joker, sure.
Honestly, it was super hot.
I know.
Super hot.
That was a good one.
It was really good. I'll never get over it. That was my favorite costume on you. Last year, you were Peaky Blinders.
I was Peaky Blinders. Also I didn't love it that much. It also was really hot. We last threw minute it together. Last year.
Yeah.
It wasn't really like, this year we were like October 1st. What are you being?
What are we being?
Yeah.
We argued about it for hours with Jackson.
Yeah, I actually just argued with Jackson.
Right? It was just you and Jackson being like, I'm not dressing as
he's
Bridgerton.
Like, please. He goes, I said, I am not.
He did the dance.
He did the dance. He put his hand up. I said, I don't want to be Bridgerton. Like,
right.
I'm the girl that buys white contacts.
Right.
I'm not the girl that puts.
No, I love a little bit of like a gory makeup though. I can do really good gory makeup.
Oh, can you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know where to go next year.
Yeah, you do, girl. But truly, what a time. Like, I think about kids these days and I'm like, oh my God, what is your childhood going to be like?
iPads.
Is it as exciting?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think it's awesome that we've lived through like all crazy of that things. Is like insane to be like growing up. Yeah, we had Blockbuster and then slowly it transformed into Netflix.
Right. Well, it was Blockbuster and then like the little machines. And then when those machines came out where you just like get it and then you take it back, well, you're like, you could, ooh.
It also, Netflix was mailed.
Oh my God.
You
yeah.
could literally like order movies online and they get mailed to you and then you just ship them back.
Crazy town.
DVD players, man.
DVD players.
A lost art.
A lost art, I agree. And you put toothpaste on it because it's scratched. Those damn things were always scratched.
It's like you put it in, it's not working. You're like, hold on.
Hang on.
My dad's like on the floor just...
He's give like it the, a sec. All the kids are waiting on the couch.
Yeah, like, you're like this. I made my popcorn. My dad's
like, dude, that makes me cackle.
He's like, the people before us, man, they didn't take care of this disc.
And you know what? Screw those people that didn't take care of the discs, dude. You know who you are.
Yeah.
And we are rooting for you to have a bad day. I hope you have the day you deserve.
Whoever rented Transformers 1. Tom Howell's coming after you.
We're all coming after you, actually, because you're the worst kind of people.
It actually killed me because like my dad would do it and it still wouldn't work. And then I'd be like, Tom, give it to me.
And it worked. Passed around the room. Bitch, I was on toothpaste in the get-go. I saw one freaking Facebook post, I think, that said, put toothpaste on it and it'll do it. And I was like, girls, go get me the toothpaste.
Yeah, everyone's like,
okay. And I think it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I know. I'll never get
the funny thing is like to this day I do think about that a lot because when I clean my glasses I literally go
yeah. Yeah, dude, I haven't thought about that in like ages. That like, brought back so many memories,
cleaning off the back yes. of a disc.
Yeah, the back of a disc.
God, you know how frustrating that was. You put it in and you forget like a DVD player where it just spits it back out,
dude, and you're like
you're like no, stay in.
You're going to break it, Shannon.
You're going to jam it.
Please. Imagine though, like having VHS tapes though. Those were a pain in the butt.
Yeah. That was very short period of our childhoods. Yeah. Like I remember watching, I think it was Beauty and the Beast all the time on VHS.
Yeah. My grandmother had the entire Disney collection on VHS, dude.
We had a ton.
The whole thing. And so every time we would go and look for it, but she mixed them up. So the sleeves were never the right VHS tape. And it drove us freaking crazy. Same. We were like, we're going to watch Brother Bear. Oh, Barbie. Oh, okay.
Not your vibe.
Not the vibe for the night. We want to cry.
People,
I know.
My family, we had like a DVD like drawer and uh-huh. you pick up a DVD and you're like, oh, Kicking and Screaming. That sounds so good. Oh. I open up, it's Bad Boys.
I'm done. I'm done with you guys being unorganized. And that's why I'm organized in my adulthood. And, because of the VHS tapes.
Yeah. And then I'm like, thank God for streaming. Because now I don't have a false advertising in my drawer.
Dude, you should have seen my grandmother when she wanted to get all of her... Because VHS tapes are no more, apparently.
No more, yeah.
And so she was like, has all of these VHS tapes. And we used to make home videos. We made home videos my entire childhood. We have hundreds of freaking VHS tapes, of mm-hmm. course. We had the big camera on your shoulder, right? Ooh. So they were all VHS tapes. And so like a lot of our childhood is on these tapes. And my grandmother was like, well, honey, I need these on DVD. And I was like, okay. And so my sister, who's like the tech girl of our family, she had to sit there for hours and transfer every single VHS tape to DVD, dude.
And then she said,
yeah,
I need the DVDs to be on Dropbox.
Can you upload this to... She would have an... She would have had an aneurysm.
Yeah, that would be a hard transition from DVD to...
She couldn't do it.
I think my mom paid someone to take all of our DVDs. Because like we did that, the VHS to DVDs, right. I think. And then she took... She was like, well, DVDs are going out of style. She's like, got to transfer them. So she... I think she literally... like paid a service to do it for her, and now they're all in our Dropbox and
love.
I can watch every embarrassing moment of my life on repeat now.
Ours are still on DVD, dude. We haven't gotten that far.
I will say it's fun.
Yeah.
Because like you, I don't know, just like watching it back and I'm like, there's videos of me in like eighth grade. I'm like,
oof. Oh, it's so fun though.
I love it.
We always did games. So we would do either like a singing competition. We would do like... to a fight, like a physical fight with me and my sister. Film it? We would film it. So we would either dress up as like a cowboy and a cow, or two grandmas like fighting, or like a librarian and like her student or something like that. And we would just beat each other to hell. And then we would video it and we would watch it back like, yeah. But we would obviously beforehand be like, all right, Peyton, you can win this one.
Oh, it was all acting.
All acting. Yeah.
Man, you guys were just training for, what is it, WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. So, and we did the slams and everything. Wow.
Yeah. You're guarding the chair. You're like, watch out, Peyton.
The grandma ones were my favorite because they were like, no.
In slow-mo.
Yeah, dude. That was a time. I miss my childhood sometimes.
I
know.
I was the typical like, all right, we're going to curate a dance.
Oh,
we're going to remember it and we're going to film it.
Of course. Like, this is going to be the dance so that you can stay the night. If we dance for mom, she will let you stay the night.
I will sleep over.
Yes.
A plus performance. We can't get this wrong. She'll say no.
And here's the thing, though, is when I figured out that that wasn't an original experience, that everybody did that, I was kind of shattered because I was like, wait.
Everyone did it?
Yes, everybody.
I know, you're like, oh.
Yes, I'm like, so well, that wasn't just me?
It started blowing up on TikTok a little bit where people were like, oh, me when I was a kid, or me when I was like in middle school. And then it was like girls in middle schools now. And they're like,
you don't have a jam bear.
And I'm over here like this.
5, 6,
loser,
7,
loser,
eight.
Double, loser, yeah. Whatever.
No, we all had the same experiences when we were kids. That's so crazy.
I know.
It's crazy, but...
We've all lived the same life. No one's original.
I know, right? But it was a sad realization for me. I was just so, like, checked out. And that's what's crazy is, like, social media. Like, you know, you're so checked in, you know, with, like, everybody, what everybody's doing, the trends and stuff. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I had no freaking idea. I was like, this is normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Man, a blissful life we...
Oh, blissful life.
It was.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
They don't have ignorance these days.
We all know what's going
on. We all know everything about you.
I know. Anyways, well, so that brings us into the See You Next Tuesday of the Week segment, ladies and gentlemen. Shannon?
Am I a See You Next Tuesday for not cleaning up after my boyfriend messed up? My boyfriend of 2 years decided he wanted to cook tonight. As I had just been to the dentist and had a procedure done, I told him that if he chose to cook it, he needed to know that I had no interest in participating, and if that wasn't okay, we could take a meal from the freezer. He really wanted to and made mac and cheese. This needed to go in the oven, and he wanted to use a pan that is very difficult to clean, so I told him to use a baking sheet of some sort to make sure it didn't stick too much. He chose not to. After he was finished and the form was burnt and lots of pieces stuck to it, he put it to soak and asked me before bed if I could clean it for him the morning after. I told him no. He then proceeded to say, oh, then I guess I'll be doing it at 8 a.m. in the morning before I go to work. I asked what he meant, and he said that he found it ridiculous that I wouldn't do it as I go to work later than him. I explained that I had previously tried to warn him about this issue and that I was trying to prevent it for him and that I didn't find it fair that he was trying to make me feel bad for not fixing it for him now, that it could have been avoided altogether. He thinks I should feel bad, but I honestly really don't. Am I? See you next Tuesday.
I can go ahead and guess. She probably cooks and cleans like half
all
the time. Yeah, actually scratch that, 90% of the time.
Even just based off the way that like she was like, yeah, he wanted to cook tonight. I went, so he never does.
Yeah. So because you have a procedure, he's cooking tonight. Right. No, she's not, obviously. Not a see you next Tuesday.
No. No. Also to tell you, hey, don't do that. This is what's going to happen. And he proceeds to go do it. I'd be like,
no. Literally, no. I'm so sick of these men, bro. Sick of them. We are communicating clearly.
She said, so don't clearly. Use that pan.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You will regret it.
Doesn't do it. And then asks her to clean it up. Hail to the gnaw.
Also, after having like, I mean, I don't know the extent of her dental procedure, but like, the audacity to be like, hey, after you had the surgery, dude, can you clean the dishes?
Can we just go ahead and talk about dental surgery? Because it's traumatic as fuck.
Yeah, I was like, my mom had a lot of dental surgery and stuff. And I'm just like, that stuff is not.
It's painful. It's horrible. I hate it. My sister also has a lot of like dental stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, even going to just like get my teeth cleaned, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, all the noises.
It's too much. But anyways, yeah, no, she's obviously not.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one in my eyes.
I agree. I mean, it's so easy because why don't people just listen?
I know.
I'm not trying to be mean.
And it's like, look, I get it. I'm all about the split at 50-50. I cook dinner, you clean the dishes. You cook dinner, I clean the dishes. Like, mm-hmm. You know, that's just what it is. But she literally had a dental procedure. Give the lady a break.
Yeah.
Especially if she's cooking for you every single night.
Yeah.
It just made me cackle that she was like, he's going to cook dinner tonight. He made mac and cheese. Said
sweet.
A chef.
Chef. Chef Boyardee.
He said, Michelin star, here I come.
I mean, I'd be
mac and cheese.
I mean, mac and cheese makes sense after dental work. I get that. But yeah, no, he really,
But like, I mean, I get it, girl. Like, I would probably just want some Panera bread.
I want some Panera.
Like, I'm like,
love Panera.
I see. Oh. Same.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like Panera is a lost art.
It is a lost art.
Like, no one talks about Panera anymore.
No, and it is one of my favorites.
I do. It's a comfort food. Like, it's that comfort is food. Comfort food for
their
me.
Their freaking cheddar broccoli soup. I'm like, every damn time. I got it the other night with me and Rome, and I was like,
oh, did I make you jealous?
Yes. Yes.
I'm just going to say.
Yes. 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 But I was like really hungry, and I was like, frick this. I'm just going to order food. And so I ordered me and Rome Panera, and I was like teaching him how to dip his bread in the soup. I was like, you're gonna be mind blown, kid. Dipped his bread and he was like, oh, that's yummy.
You should take him to the next level and get him a bread bowl.
Eat down
the way he would probably just pick it up and try and
yeah
just eat all the soup comes out,
and he would.
What was I gonna say though? Are you you pick two
every time?
Yeah. What do you get, a soup and a salad, or
soup and a sandwich?
Me too. What sandwich?
I get, well, don't judge me, guys. I get a tuna sandwich.
Oh. I did not see that.
You know what to talk about? Lost art? Tuna. Tuna's a lost art.
Hey, tuna's good for you.
Tuna is delicious at the same time. No, don't give me that look. You big baby. Eat tuna.
You got a stuffy nose. I don't want to hear it.
Fine. Fine.
Fair. I get a... what is it, like the chipotle avocado.
Oh, you're Jackson. God, so
yeah, weird.
No, if my throat makes that noise one more time, if you guys just randomly hear me in here and it's like rawr, that's like it's my bodily noises. I can't help it.
She her throat goes off and I eat the mic.
every time.
That's why I have to hold on to it, because I go
yeah, so
you forget it's
tuna's a lost art. Screw anyone. If I pull out a tuna sandwich in front of people, I don't expect one dirty look. I'll suck you right in the face.
They gonna smell you.
And that's fine because I got gum on me at all times, baby.
I will say I can't judge because I love a hard-boiled egg and those things smell.
I made a hard-boiled egg today. It smelled like a fat fart, but it was delicious. I literally made boiled eggs and then I went to go pick up Rome and I came back and I was like, which one of your dogs was it?
You're searching the house for poop.
No, straight up, I was like, which one of you mother truckers did this? And then I was like, oh, my eggs are on the table.
It was me, actually.
It was me.
Yeah, those things smell bad.
Oh, they are B-A-D bad.
And, like, I will buy like the bagged. Like the already, yeah, yeah.
That's even worse. I contemplated doing that but I can never buy it.
Yeah,
it's same with egg yolks and a freaking milk carton.
Oh yeah, like the egg yolk or egg white?
Egg white.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, that one always.
It just gives me the ick.
I'll admit it, I did it at one point.
And that's okay.
Yeah, but now when I think back on it, I'm like, girl, just eat the yolk.
Just eat the yolk.
You don't need just the egg, just eat it all.
You're not, literally, it's not that serious, eat the yolk.
Eat the yolk. It's great vitamins.
Are you saying yolk?
Yolk.
Yolk?
Yolk. Yolk.
Yolked. It's yolked, bitch.
Yolk.
No.
That's the Pennsylvania in me for sure right there.
Yolk?
Yolk.
Yolk? No. Anyways, eat the damn yolk, you baby.
It's yolk. It's yolk. Eat the yolk.
That's why people say they're getting yolked, right? No?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I have no idea, but that's a great connection.
I literally always thought it was because they eat a lot of eggs. They're getting yolked.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
So right? They're getting yolked?
They're get
over here. I do say yolked.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yolk.
Dude, I don't even know where we came off.
Let me tell you, yolk does not sound like a real word at this point.
Dude, say, I think about that all the time. Sometimes I'm like, your, that's not a real word.
Your.
It's just straight up sounds and it's weird. I can go on a whole tangent about that shit too, but I won't because I'm going to save you guys the time. This is where my mind goes, dude.
Also, I just have to point out before we exit this whole podcast, yeah. Why are these strings so long?
I don't know. I didn't notice that before.
Like they're
up in there.
Do your chang hang on?
Can you tie it in a knot? Can you win a minute? Go and throw it over your shoulder if you want to make it. Do your hey, low.
So thanks for coming to our podcast.
This was fun.
Another Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. And you know, if you're feeling it and you're on Spotify, leave us 5 stars.
Give us a review.
I mean, well, otherwise don't review. If it's not 5 stars, I don't want to hear it.
If it's not 5 stars,
then if you're offended by the bagged egg, boiled eggs and the tuna sandwiches, then
I don't want you. I don't want you up in here, okay? No, but rate us. I saw we had like 5 ratings on our Spotify. Literally, it was so giddy for days. And then I found out that 2 of them was me and you. I was like, wait, did you leave a review? You're like, yeah, did you? I was like, oh.
The way I'm about to like go to people and be like, hey, do you have Spotify?
Give me your phone for a second. Give me your phone.
I got a great playlist for you. And I'm just going to go on their thing in 5 stars.
Download.
Yeah, I'm just start playing every episode.
No, but we really appreciate everybody who's been like engaging, commenting. Like genuinely, we are so giddy that more people are like engaging in our conversations, yeah. And like giving us new topics to talk about and movies to watch and shows to keep up with. So giddy. So keep commenting, keep, you know, letting us know your thoughts, good or bad. I can take it.
We can take it. I just cry myself to sleep.
Yeah, it's fine.
But then I get over it.
Quickly. Yeah. So anyways, we love you guys. And famously, we'll see you next Tuesday.